Well, it's good to be here today, isn't it? It's good to worship. It's good to kind of refocus from maybe a busy week, busy holiday week. It's good to be together with each other and worship and praise. Thanks for being here, and it's such a great time to come in and minister together, minister to God. We had a great week this week. I want to say thank you. A quick shout out to the outreach team. Man, they were busy this week. The outreach team. Raise your hand if you did something with outreach this week. Raise your hand. It's okay. Yep, I see you. Yep, there you guys are. The outreach team really rocked it. They did a fantastic thing. Just good stuff. I'm not going to take the time because it's such good stuff that they did. I thank you. You guys know what you did. I don't want to take away your blessing, because your blessing and your reward is in heaven. So thanks for reaching people for the kingdom this week. You guys did a great job. Congratulations. Good job. So starting a series, Pastor Nolan and I, we're going to be starting a series on don't waste your opportunity. Don't waste opportunities. We have a lot of opportunities in life to do things, right? A lot of opportunities in our lives to increase who we are. A lot of opportunities in our spiritual walk with God. And today, I want to start this sermon series with don't waste your opportunity to go deeper. Don't waste your opportunity to go deeper. And I'm going to be reading out of Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel, way back in the Old Testament, Ezekiel is a major prophet, if you will. Major prophet meaning just has a lot of content. There's major prophets, there's minor prophets. And so the major prophets are the ones with lot more words. It's not because they're better or more important or that we should read those only. The major prophets are the ones that just have more to them. And so Ezekiel chapter 47, it's one of those books of the Bible that it can be confusing. There's a lot of a lot of stuff going on in Ezekiel. There's a lot of word pictures. There's a lot of prophecy, things that go on, and when you're reading through, it's a good read. But before we get to this passage, let's back up one more, Jack, just because I don't want to go there quite yet. And so what I want to make sure that we understand about Ezekiel is that Ezekiel is a prophet, right? And a prophet back in the Old Testament was a person that God used to reach people for him. God used to speak through. God used prophets back then to teach, to speak. And to speak on God's behalf. And so we're finding ourselves maybe starting in Ezekiel 42, 43, somewhere in there, that God provides this man. God provides Ezekiel this guide, if you will. It's an angelic being or some sort of, we're not really 100% sure, but there's this angelic being. Whether it's, but we do know it represents God. It represents God. And so we're reading through, if you're taking a look, and I encourage you to look back in Ezekiel, but this man or this being or God, if you will, is taking Ezekiel through these just different visions and different dreams and different scenarios, taking Ezekiel the prophet from place to place. The reason why he's doing that is so that Ezekiel will then be the mouthpiece to the generations to come. And so, really cool way that God uses his prophets and tries to let us know what's going on. And so, when we find ourselves in Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 3, let's take a look and let's read that. And when the man went out to the east, this is again the man or the being or the angel or God representative. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits and he brought me, which is Ezekiel is writing this, first person, and he brought me through the waters. The water came up to my ankles. Verse 4, again, he measured 1,000 and brought me to the waters. The water came up to my knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Verse 5, and then he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. And so as this man was taking Ezekiel, he brought him to the temple. He brought him to the temple of the Lord. And he see and where Ezekiel sees water flowing from it, from the north, from the south. I mean, water was just flowing from the temple and filling this river in which he's describing it here. And so as water flows from the temple, this man is leading Ezekiel, and all of a sudden he finds himself ankle deep. And again, went a certain ways and found himself knee deep, went another certain ways and he came to waist deep. And then, of course, went out and the river was uncrossable because the water was so plentiful. Well, I want us to see today that what God is telling Ezekiel, there's a story, there's a message, there's something for us in here today. And I want to kind of draw that out this morning. But what God was trying to tell Ezekiel was wading out into the deep spiritual waters of the rich spiritual experience that we can find and have through God and His Holy Spirit. See, what has happened, I believe, in modern Christianity, if you will, is that we've become too afraid to go deeper in our relationship with God. We've become too afraid to go out in the deep waters of our faith. We've become too afraid or too casual of going deeper into the depths in Holy Spirit. And so we've got to be careful to understand what Ezekiel is trying to speak to us, what God is trying to speak to us through Ezekiel, if I may rephrase that better. We've got to be willing to realize what is it that we are to do. So number one, we step into the water. We're ankle deep. We get our feet wet. There are many who hear the gospel. They see what the Spirit is doing and can do in the lives of other people, yet that's as far as they get, is ankle deep. Right, so they hear it. They're kind of like oh yeah, I get Christianity. That's cool. I'm okay with it, but I'm just gonna go in ankle deep and kind of just experience Holy Spirit ankle deep. You see, when the Holy Spirit deals with the life of a sinner, that sinner must respond either in repentance or rebellion. I mean, it's either repentance or rebellion. And so when Holy Spirit comes and reaches somebody and is trying to really get into the life of someone to help them, to regenerate them, to restore them, the sinner has one of two ways to go. It's either rebel against God or to repent and accept. And so the way that Ezekiel is sharing with us is that that's kind of the ankle deep level. Just kind of stepping into the water, thinking, yeah, this is something I'm going to try out. I know a lot of people who go to church. A lot of people who go to church. You may know a lot of people, maybe that you work with, friends, family members, that are just kind of ankle deep type of people. You know, there's just enough. There's just enough God to maybe I'm going to be safe. So I'll just step into the water ankle deep, and here's where I'm just going to, yeah. So it's kind of like me in the ocean. All right, you ever been to the ocean before? Let me just help you out. Maybe you've been to Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, Lake Huron. We get it. I'm the ankle deep guy. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get in just to say I've been in, right? I'm going to go in, and all of a sudden what happens when the waves come up? I'm like, ooh, 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 like a little girl. I'm just admitting. Ask my wife. I'm sorry, guys. I know I can. Here's my man card. I scream like a little girl when I hit cold water, hits my feet. So I'm the ankle deep guy in the ocean. I'm the ankle deep guy in the lakes. You know, I'm just like, I don't like to swim. Shay, I'm sorry. There's a group of people, so those who don't know, a group of people, we need to call you guys something weird. Sorry. No, there's a group of people in our church that go, they swim 365 days of the year. I mean, they're cutting holes in the lake to go in. And I'm just like, that's not me. That's not me. If you want to see me go in the lake like that, I mean, we got to raise a bunch of money for the building project or for the homeless or something, because I'm not going to do it. So I'm the ankle deep type person. That's just me. I don't like being cold, right? I don't like swimming overly. I mean, that's me. I'm ankle deep. But in our spiritual walk, a lot of people are the same way. They're just like, I want a little bit of God just to say that I'm a little bit into God, right? Just enough to where I'm safe. If I go to Florida or something like that, it's always a goal of mine. Okay, fine. I've said that I've been in the ocean there. Fine. I'm ankle deep. And it just checks a box, right? It checks a box for me. Like, okay, good. I finally got into the ocean. Ankle deep. And so I see people like that all the time in their spiritual Christianity. They're thinking that I'm a Christian, we're good, I'm okay. As long as I'm ankle deep, I'm in with God. Some have called that like a fan of Jesus Christ. Like you can be a fan. If you're a fan of a sports team, if you're a fan of something, you're just like, oh, yeah, I like them. But are you truly a follower? Are you truly a player? Are you truly on the field? Or are you just ankle deep? And so as Ezekiel was taken out by this man, what was for some reason, I'm just trying to explain the word to you guys this morning, but there's something significant about the different stages here. And so number one, we step into the water ankle deep, we get our feet wet. Number two, the man took Ezekiel, he took him to a different level. He took him in knee deep. You see, when we're getting in obedience to the call of God, this is kind of that, I'm in ankle deep, but I need to go in a little bit deeper with obedience. Serving God in knee-deep water means that we've got to work a little harder. We've got to study a little more. We've got to do a little bit more than those ankle-deep Christians, or so to speak, Christians. You see, we stay committed to doing a job that needs to be done. Just as knee-deep water is a little bit harder to walk in, it hides some of the things that may cause you to stumble, right? Knee-deep water is a little deeper. You can't really see the stuff in the bottom. And so as we begin to walk, and we begin to walk almost a little bit in faith now, a little deeper, making sure that every step we walk in, we're relying on Holy Spirit to direct our path. And so there's something to the fact that that Ezekiel was taken ankle deep, now he's in knee deep. Have you ever walked through a rushing river before? I know I've tried to cross a river, and you think, oh, it's only a little bit deep, right? It's only knee deep, but that rushing river, it keeps flowing, and there's something there always in the bottom with a slippery rock. You can't see it. And so there's a little bit more challenge to knee deep. See, God will begin in the process of strengthening you and building your faith in him. You're going to be able to trust him just a little bit more when you're walking in God knee deep. But this is just a knee deep commitment. See, I want to say don't waste your opportunity to go deeper. Don't waste your opportunity to go deeper in the faith. Don't waste your opportunity to go deeper, because that's the desire in which Ezekiel is trying to help us through, to help us understand. Number three, Ezekiel is carried out in the water until it became waist deep. Ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep. There's something to this. See, now the going gets tougher. In the spiritual walk, in your Christian lives, when we're waist deep in God, there's demands upon your time. There's demands upon your energy. There's demands upon the certain commitment level that you have as a Christian. You see, it may cut into your life. Being a Christian cuts into your life, doesn't it? I mean, it cuts into your casual life. It cuts into some of your time. Being a waist-deep Christian, it takes a true commitment. You see, this is kind of where how God has called you into training for leadership. This is when God calls you to something more. Have you ever heard that call of God before? It was a few years ago in my life. I remember that, you know what, I'm in ministry for a while. I've kind of got this niche. I know exactly where God has me. I know just what God wants me to do. In fact, I can skate, I can float, I can, whatever the word you want, I could probably ride this puppy out till retirement and be just fine. But God said, guess what? He said, Jim, I have more for you. I have more. I said, wait a minute, God, I'm cool, man. This pastoral ministry thing, we'll get into a nice church, great people, enjoying life, laid back, relaxed, enjoy the ride. And God says, no, go deeper. Go deeper. There's something that I've created you for more. And so as I began unpacking that and understanding that, and it just seems like there's a theme in my life that God is wanting me to go deeper. So I may have been knee deep. I may have been knee deep and saying, okay, God, I'll go waist deep. What now? I'll go waist deep. You see, this is where the Holy Spirit leads you into something deeper, a deeper walk. There's going to be obstacles in your path. There's going to be those who are against you in this, but we go deeper. See, there are always going to be those who only wade out ankle deep, looking back at you and say, "What are you doing?" I mean, it's awesome here at ankle level. I mean, it's great. You got a little bit of God, but you got a lot of bit of yourself. I mean, ankle level is like, yeah, this is great. You got the best of both worlds here. What are you doing waist deep? You don't need to be struggling. Why are you struggling in the water? It's waist deep. I can see you're struggling. What are you doing? Has anybody ever told you that before? Has anybody ever shared that with you before? Looking at you as a Christian, why, man, you're involved in the church. You're serving in a Bible study. You have an accountability group. Are you kidding me? And then you go to church on Sunday morning too. And you see what I'm saying? Has anybody ever said that? Like, as a waist-deep Christian, there's going to be those who wade out ankle-deep going, come on, man, you got to enjoy this. The water is fine. Ankle-deep. And so as we get deeper and deeper, we don't want to waste that opportunity. And I say waste the opportunity to go deeper because it's an opportunity for more. For more of Holy Spirit. For more of God, for more of what he has for us. Number four, finally, Ezekiel, he was carried out. He was shown by this man, by God, by this being. He was carried out into the water that was too deep for him to touch the bottom, and he had to swim. It was too deep. It was over his head. And so, obviously, we see that there's levels, ankle, knee, waist, and then now it's just absolutely unbearable. This water was flowing, and it was rising so greatly that it was he couldn't even touch. And so when we fully immerse ourselves in the Holy Spirit, when we are committed to God enough that even the plans that you make, they're scary, even when you're getting into the deepest walk with the Lord, that's the place where you must learn to depend on the leading of the Holy Spirit more than ever before. Because you know you can't do what God has called you to do on your own. Did you hear that? You know you can't do what God has called you to do on your own. Why? It's because you're over your head in this. God's called me to something more. God's called us to something more. Guess what happens when we jump into full-fledged understanding of the river of the Holy Spirit? We have no more control. And if I were to be honest with you today, if I can just be honest with you today, I like to control my life. I like control. I like to know where I'm going tomorrow. I like to know what I'm doing next week. I like to know what job I'm going to have in 5 years. I do. I like that feeling, and I think you do too. It's just human nature. We want to have that security, that feeling of control, the feeling that I've got my plan, my 5-year plan, my 10-year plan, my 15-year plan, and then retirement, baby, right? We like that sense of control. We like the sense of feeling that we know that what we do is what we make of it. And what Ezekiel, this passage of scripture is talking about in Ezekiel, it's talking about getting deeper, taking the opportunity, and losing control and giving it over to God. Just giving it all over to God. You can't touch anymore. There's no way you can move left, right, forward, back in the river of the Holy Spirit because he has you in his hands. When you're this deep, you've gone beyond your own ability. And I've been there, folks. I don't know about you. I've been there before. It's the scariest thing ever. Lance and Miranda, welcome to the deep. You guys have been there before. It's like, okay, Lord, we're going to do this. Okay, Lord, we're gonna sell our house in Iowa and maybe plant a church somewhere, Cadillac, sure, why not? Oh, okay, Lord, we're gonna buy a house in Cadillac, sure. And I'm telling you, the doors of Lance and Miranda, God has just opened this door, opened this door, opened this door, and they just kind of got on their little floaty, and they got their little rubber duckies, and they're playing in the water and just going, okay, Lord, just take us on. Where will you lead us next? And it's the scariest thing on the planet. It's the scariest thing to do. But it's such a beautiful thing just to ride the waves of Holy Spirit's leading. When you're in over your head, when you're in over your head, there's nothing greater than just relying and simply just relaxing in the peace of Holy Spirit and saying, God, whatever comes, we're good. Whatever comes. And so Ezekiel, he had gone so far from the shore that he could no longer walk back. Wherever that river flowed was where Ezekiel was going. The current was so strong. The volume of water was so great. Ezekiel was in over his head. And so do you see the difference? I'm really dumbing this down. Trust me. You can see the difference between those who are ankle deep in Christianity, just kind of messing with God, flirting with God, dating God, experiencing God once in a while, and then those people who are fully immersed in the river of Holy Spirit, just allowing him to take over. Now, I didn't see in our passage of Scripture, and maybe you guys can help me out, but I didn't see anywhere where Ezekiel was in danger. Did you? I mean, you got to read it, but Ezekiel was not in danger. It wasn't like the river was a bad thing. You know, obviously water and rivers and rushing rivers can be bad and reckless and crazy. No, this was perfect peace. The idea was that Ezekiel was not in danger, but that was the place for him to go. See, most Christians will never experience the joy. Most Christians will never experience the fulfillment, the trust, the love that comes with this kind of commitment to God because they love the safety of the shore too much. They love the comfortability, like I do, of standing in the water only waist deep or only ankle deep. And that saddens me. It drives me as a person, as a Christian. It saddens me to look over across the church as the American church or the modern church or the church universal, and we see people only dabbling in the water of Holy Spirit. They're just maybe there's some that are like knee deep and even some who are waist deep, but you see, the goal is to go all in. One thing that many Christians never realize, that it's a deeper commitment, wading deeper and deeper into a strong relationship with Jesus, is allowing the Holy Spirit to have complete control of their lives, helping them stay close to God. I want to read on in Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 6 through 12. This is the good part, by the way. I've kind of held on to it till the end just for fun. Ezekiel chapter 47, just as we read on, it says, Then he led me back, Ezekiel. Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this water flows there and makes salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. And then verse 12 goes on to say, fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river, for their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear fruit because of the water. Because of the water. Lord, today, we want to dive deep into the river. We want to dig deep, oh God, into your Holy Spirit. Lord, we're tired of wading ankle deep. Lord, we're tired of knee deep Christians. Father in heaven, I pray that you would use this time, convict my heart, convict our hearts this morning. Maybe there's someone here today are just like ankle deep Christians. They're just cool. They're great. We have a little bit of God, but Lord, I pray that that conviction of Ezekiel chapter 47 would just come over us and say, wow, God is calling me, Lord. God is calling me to something deeper. Holy Spirit, would you just fall afresh? Don't miss the opportunity today, church. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't miss the opportunity today to go deeper. And so if you're in here today, if you're listening online, and if you're just kind of experiencing that feeling of, oh man, I need to go deeper. Now's the time just to kind of commit. To say, God, I need more of you. I need more of you. I need more of you. I want to go deeper. But maybe today, just maybe, there's something in the way. Maybe there's something in the way of you entering into the deep end of the pool. Maybe there's something holding you back. Like there's like a rope tied around your waist and it's anchored to the shore and you're just like, I'm in ankle deep, but I can't move any further. I just have this word picture, right? This word picture that we have a rope tied around our waist and the anchor is on the shore. God is calling you into the depths, but you can't move. You can't move any further. And so today's the day. Take off that rope, whatever's holding you back. Whatever's holding you back. Let's make room. Let's stand together as we take some time to commit, to reflect, as we go deeper today.